25 minutes after 5 Central African time. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's the 25th of Shawwal. Many people are asking when will be the first of Dhulqa'dah. Ustad will be advising us inshallah in a few minutes time. But let's welcome him into the program this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala that today, the 25th of Shawwal 1442, we commence a new surah, a new chapter, Surah Ibrahim, and we'll be discussing the first three verses, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah to Ibrahim, chapter number 14, and it comprises 52 verses. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. His honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to this mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and remember, he was a Muslim. No prophet, no messenger came except with Islam. And this is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَا كِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That Nabi Ibrahim a.s. was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not a polytheist, but he was Hanif, who turned away from all the false ideologies, and he was a Muslim. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 67. Therefore, this Abrahamic faith and all that today people are making propaganda, in Islam it has no place. Remember that. To say that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew or a Christian, totally rejected and refuted in Islam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are known as Al-Huruful Muqatta'at, the broken letters with mystic meaning, meaning that Almighty Allah alone knows what it refers and alludes to. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Then why did Almighty Allah reveal it? For Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The greatest miracle was, is, will always be the noble Quran. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. So Almighty Allah is challenging humanity, jinn, the invisible creation. These are the letters of the Arabic alphabet. See if you can reproduce. Bring the entire Quran. Bring 10 surahs. The ultimate and final challenge for humanity and posterity was that bring one surah, 3 verses. Till today, no one has succeeded. And that shows the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be in its pristine purity. And it is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Kitabun, this book, yeah, the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran. Anzalnahu, we have revealed it. Remember, Almighty Allah is one and alone, but Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, we, to stamp his authority, sovereignty, majesty. Only we can do it. Ilayka, to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What must you do after receiving the noble Quran? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor, the radiance and effulgence of Islam. Look at today, communism, socialism, Zionism, capitalism, all these are satanic systems, including democracy. It has nothing to do with Islam. All these are zulumat and darknesses people are groping in. Bring them towards the Noor. Allahu Nooru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah is Noor, radiance in the heaven and in the skies and in the land and sand. And remember you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are Noor, your message is Noor. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. So take them out from the darknesses, bring them to the Quran Sharif, bring them to the Ahadith Mubarakah. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. That remember the Quran Sharif, the Wahi is Noor and radiance and effulgence. People who have Islam, true Islam in the inner recesses of their heart, they have Noor, they have radiance and effulgence. Quran teaches us, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. So invite them to the Noor and the radiance and effulgence of Islam and take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in of kufr and blasphemy, polytheism and shirk, nifaq and hypocrisy. إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. With the permission of Almighty Allah, their sustainer, nourisher, provider. إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. To the path of Aziz, Almighty Allah. So who is Almighty Allah? He is the one all-powerful, almighty. And Al-Hamid, he is the one that is worthy of praise all times, all places. So, ila siratil azizil hamidin illahi alladhi. You can join it with Almighty Allah's Mubarak name, or you say Allah alladhi. So, Almighty Allah is that supreme being. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil earth. Only, exclusively, solely, it belongs to Him. Whatever is in the heavens and in the skies, celestial creation, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever is on the land and sand. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. And remember, woe and destruction and the valley of Jahannam and the hellfire for the disbelievers, because they will be receiving عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. A grievous punishment, a horrible, terrible punishment awaits them. You see the noon there, it's called noon-e qutni. It joins two words, like cotton joins the fabric and material. So, shadeedin illadheen, or you say alladheen both ways. Alladheena yastahibboon al-hayat al-dunya, those who love and they give preference to the worldly life, al-akhirah, over the year after. And that is secularism. Secularism means that you must detach yourself from deen and Islam and from religion, and you must become an atheist. You must take Islam as just some private matter. Take your religion, just practice in your house, got nothing to do outside. So all these is satanic and has no place in Islam. يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Their aim is to propagate and advocate a godless society. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they prevent others from the path of Almighty Allah. وَيَبْهُونَهَا إِوَجَا. They will always be looking and searching for some crookedness so they can object. Islam is oppressing women. Islam is outdated. Islam is not practical. Allah forbid, all these statements are based on blasphemy and kufr, and people who make these type of statements can never be Muslims. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. They are the ones who are gone far, far astray from the path which Almighty Allah chalked out for us. Simple example. You buy a cell phone, you purchase a car, you buy a vehicle, whatever it is. And then the manufacturer will tell you that this is what you have to do. Every person accepts it. So who created us? Almighty Allah. And He gave us the final constitution, the noble Quran. He gave us the last and the final messenger, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the best role model to practice on the constitution. So we have to believe in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Ahadith Mubarakah, and in that way there, then we know what is expected from us. So that is the path of prosperity and success in this world and the year after. Yes, three announcements, Maulana. You said people are asking regarding Zulqa'dah. So this Friday evening after Maghrib, we should scan the sky. It's more than 28 hours. So inshallah Aziz, the chances are very good. The crescent will be sighted. And once it is sighted, we receive confirmation. Then read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin. Hilalu Khairin Warushdin mentioned in Abu Dawood. Ya Allah, make this month of Zulqa'dah a month of khair and goodness, Warushdin and righteousness. Inshallah, tonight with Mawlana Arafat Atiya, we will have Q&A between 8 and 10. There we will explain to you about Zulqa'dah in detail, inshallah. Few announcements. Number one, I always told you, you must remember that Israel is a rogue, terrorist, apartheid regime with Nazi tactics. The whole world saw what happened in the weekend, that they arrested and detained Al Jazeera correspondent and a lady, and how they wanted to harass her and harass her and intimidate her, and the whole world saw it. So remember, that is what they do. They want to hide their war crimes. And what about the 14 Palestinian journalists who are already in jail and no charges against them? So remember, Israel, the Jews, are a cursed people by Almighty Allah. And Allah Ta'ala humiliates them. And that's what I keep on telling you. You should make a note of this and teach your children and students. Chapter 7, verse 167. Allah will continue punishing them, defeat in wars, or you must remember humiliation in the world forum, or you must remember that yesterday's oppressed becomes today's oppressors and terrorists. So state terrorism, that is what you will see. Yesterday, all the major newspapers of the world carried a story, and I told you this, but you see, our Muslims, today, majority, their thinking, their capacity, Bilal thinks like Bali, Maryam thinks like Mary. Therefore, you listening to this program for weeks, for months, for years, I told you a pandemic or a plandemic. Yesterday, everything came out. It's a plandemic. What happened was, America is funding, and remember that everything was happening there in China, in the Wuhan laboratory, and remember what they did. 4C, 4K, whatever you want to call him, is a fork man with a forked tongue. So everything, the humiliation of state terrorism of America, the humiliation and disgrace of the Chinese, remember, has come to the world for. So what is that? That remember that they are the people, biological warfare against humanity. How they want to destroy everybody so they can control the world. And this whole corona, you saw, I sent it out to my groups and everything. This is not from me. This is from their press and their statements and everything. So I'm asking you, why are my brothers in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo? Why is my sister still being arrested and intimidated, and Allah alone knows what else, Dr. Afia? Is it not time the American leaders must be held to account? Is it not time they must be sent to Gitmo? Is it not time that they, the Israeli war crimes and their prime ministers and leaders, must be brought to the ICC? These are war criminals. So the whole world is seeing this. So therefore, I told you, there's a dog and there's a handler. The dog is Israel and the handler is America. And remember, both are disgraced absolutely in the whole world. We saw what you are doing and what you tried to do. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. They plot and they plan. They want to make all of us zombies. All of you need to rethink what you are doing and what you believe the press. They have a hidden agenda. Politicians, prime ministers, presidents, media. So many of them are involved, pharmaceutical companies. There's big money. I told you, Quran Sharif teaches us, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You must believe in the unseen. But they believe, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ. How we can enrich themselves. And it's not millions. We're not speaking of rains. Rain is now, you must remember, down or up, whatever you call it comparatively. But it's junk status still. We're speaking of millions and billions of dollars and pounds and what involved. So remember, we need to read, sift out what is the truth and what is propaganda, and always know that Islam has given us the best. All this they want to spread is Zulumat. Take the people out. Take them with the mission and message of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor and radiance of Islam. Inshallah, between 1:05 to 2, there'll be tafsir. 2 to 2:30, they will be, inshallah, the report back, very interesting today, inshallah, Aziz. And thereafter, 8 to 10, the Q&A. Make dua for us and the ummah at large.
Somebody says, Ustaz, is it true that when a person is drowning, Allah himself comes and takes his ruh, soul, and not malikul maut? Please explain, Ustaz.
All these are fairy tales. You must remember, people brought some kitab from India, Alal kitab, and they bring all these kind of things here. The Quran Kareem teaches us, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. Remember that. Allah alone was, is, will always be. For makhluk creation, there is death. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Quran is very clear. Kullu man alayha afan. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Quran Kareem teaches us, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. For every living being, Malakul Maut comes and gives them death. So to say Allah Ta'ala comes, all that is figment of people's imagination.
I see Brother Norbert says, AK, could you please assist me? I fell off to sleep while driving. I made a major accident killing 2 kids. I don't wish to die because the parents said a life for a life. So do they kill me and a member of my family too, or just me alone? Ustaz.
Remember that this a question, Norbert, will be answered two ways. If you are asking me what is the Islamic punishment, so obviously you were reckless, you were neglectful and so forth, and you killed 2 innocent people. So it's a civil matter as far as Islam goes. So once the heirs of the deceased agree, then they can demand a life for a life. Or you must remember, they'll say blood money, you pay so many million rand. Or you make sulah, and that is you give them your car or your house, whatever both parties reach an amicable agreement. Fourth one, they can say they forgive you. Fifth one, they say, just leave it and justice will take place on the day of justice. That is the Islamic perspective. So yeah, they can't say demand life for life, because in South Africa, you know, the death penalty has been abrogated and removed from the statutes and so forth from our constitution. But obviously, they will take the matter to court and so forth. They might imprison you or give you a hefty fine and so forth. You will need a sharpshoot lawyer. And you know, today with the lawyers and the legal eagles, there's always a play of words. So they will say you are not guilty of premeditated murder. They will say it's culpable homicide or manslaughter. And you know all these words they will use. So you get off on a lighter charge and so forth. But my advice to you, brother to brother, I don't know you, Norbert, but as a brother, I'll tell you, you should go to the family. You understand? And maybe take 1-2 people with you if you are frightened. And, you know, tell them that you are guilty. You admit to it, you fell asleep, and you were the cause of the murder and so forth. And let us try and settle this thing out of court. And then you pay them a certain compensation or so forth. That is my brotherly advice to you.
I see Jonathan, the Jewish brother, says here, a question to you, sir. My question is that I want you to know, look at Iraq. Why was Saddam Hussein been killed? Look at India. Look at Syria. Look at Rohingya, look at China, and now Israel. Why is it only the Muslims being killed? Doesn't that tell you that God wants Muslims to change? It's very surprising only the Muslim gets targeted. and you're still defending them? Where's the common sense in this? I mean, look at 9/11 Muslims. Jonathan, who started?
My brother Jonathan, you are a simple Simon. You must remember that. Why are you attacking the Muslim countries? Who gave Bush and Blair the right to invade Iraq based on a lie? Are your people not war criminals, Bush and Blair? So is that not against international law? So the Muslims have the oil, the Muslims have the resources. It's you and your ilk and your people who want to steal. So why did America and Britain come into Iraq? Why? So you must remember that 9/11 was pulled off by your people, not Muslims. You must be a, which Muslim guy can do that there? It was pulled off by your Mossad. It was pulled off by the Jews. They knew everything. You must remember, why was that building insured few months before the incident? So you're a very simple Simon person. You must remember that your Israel is a rogue, terrorist, apartheid Nazi regime. They are the ones murdering, killing the Muslims by stealing. So who are the murderers? So why? Because the land belongs to the Muslims. The resources belong to the Muslims. So you speak of India, you don't even know India is not a Muslim country. It's a Hindu country. But the BJP came and they learned from your fathers and your ministers in the rogue regime of Israel, killed the Muslims, tortured the Muslims, raped their women, and so forth. So you are the criminals. You want to steal the resources of the Muslims, and therefore the Muslims are now fighting back and defending themselves, which any person will do. So your own history, you must remember, is tainted and polluted.
Somebody says, my son has a girlfriend, dear Mufti Saab. They are both 16 years old and want to get married. They're both still in school, Mufti Saab. What should I do? I am ready to accept the marriage, but what will happen in school when she becomes pregnant? Anonymous will start.
Both of them must get 100 lashes if they slept with one another already. And you as parents, I can't believe you are so naive. You want to allow all these things to go on. Therefore, we tell you, today's schools, majority of them, universities, many of them have become brothels. Remember that. That they are a place for a Muslim and any human being who has shame, haya, modesty, to lose their shame and modesty, to lose their virginity and so forth. That son of yours, daughter of yours, whatever it is, do you really think at the age of 16 they can handle all the hukuk and the rights related to marriage? They're still wet behind the ears. He's not earning. How will he look after the wife? And then after 1 year or so, a child comes. So remember, you as parents, both sides, you must make sure that this must be stopped. Absolutely haram in Islam. It's clear in the noble Quran. Wala muttakhidina akhdan. Wala muttakhidati akhdan. There's no place for boyfriend, girlfriend in Islam. That is the kuffar, the Western system. You know Clinton, what he was doing in the White House with Monica? So that is their system. You must remember that. So they will have one wife and 100 girlfriends, 10 girlfriends. So premarital, extramarital in Islam is all haram and unacceptable. If you got any common sense, you will take your daughter out. Therefore, I told you, for your daughters to go to university and all these places nowadays is absolutely haram. They will lose their virginity, and many a time they will lose their Islam totally as well. How many incidents we know like this? So therefore, you as parents, Quran is teaching you, chapter 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, that save yourself and save your children from fire. We are not against them learning, remember that. You can learn and you can do everything via correspondence. Today people are running multinational companies and they're sitting at home doing Zoom and what and all these type of things. To show you can study so much, you must remember via correspondence from the comfort of your home. Why you have to go into the lion's den and then give up your virginity, give up your haya, shame and modesty, give up your religion sometimes, Allah forbid. So your parents are shirking your responsibilities on both sides.
I see Brother Kumaran says, I make plain fried chips and sell to the public, sir. Why do I need Islamic logo for Muslims to buy? I use the exact same potatoes and oil they use from the same supplier. Make me understand what is different. Kumaran Ustad.
Kumaran, you must remember that I don't know how long you are listening to our programs. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, we're more than 20 years now in the media, and we always say that this halal logos are also just a money-making gimmick. Remember that. Why? Because remember, once you start giving out halal certificates to non-Muslims and so forth and so on, you know, I give you one example, this chicken story, right? So there's 300,000 plus maybe nowadays chicken that are slaughtered per day. You can have 50 slaughterers, you can have how many slaughterers? So it means 5,000, 10,000, 20, 30,000 chicken will be slaughtered. Although they will give them rest time and break time in between. Do you expect an ordinary person to believe that that slaughterer is reading Bismillah before every chicken 10,000 times, 20,000 times? Let us be really practical about this. It's an absolute lie. Second one, you know that stunning takes place. Stunning is torture. So in Islam, my brother, we will advise a true Muslim, he must eat halalan tayyiba. So that which is lawful and that which is wholesome. Anything that is doubtful. So foodstuff that is prepared and made by non-Muslims, always we will consider that as doubtful. And the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, said, "Da' ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk." Leave that which puts you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. My brother Kumaran, remember, today, why do you see so many vices? There are multiple reasons, but you know in English what you say, you are what you eat. So remember, therefore, we have to be extra careful and circumspect in what we consume. And according to us, remember, the halal logos are a money-making gimmick, not worth the paper on which it's written.
I see Brother Joshua says, life is like a chocolate. Leave it in the sun and it will melt. Freeze it and it will be too hard to chew. So, sir, is this what is meant by the straight path in Islam? Neither extremism from either side. Joshua Ustad.
It depends what you mean by extremism. Today, politicians use extremism as their own terminology. If I wear a beard and I have a big beard and I wear my hat and so forth and my clothing, the long robe and what have you, and then they will tell you, but you are a terrorist and because it's extremism. So if you mean that, then we reject it totally. But if you mean the extremism, you must remember, like the Jews have, on the true Judaism, on a Saturday you can't use electricity. On a Saturday you can't be driving your car. That is Judaism, if you understand it is. So that is real extremism and rejected in Islam. And on the other side, to make everything permissible, like the secular democratic dispensation, that prostitution permissible, abortion permissible, and all gay brigade permissible, all in the name of human rights, so that also rejected totally. So Islam has the middle path, but it depends which term you are understanding. Today, when you speak of a Muslim leader, Arab leader, they say he's a moderate, and he is, you know, in between. He's not a moderate. He's an absolute sellout. He's a murtad. He's out of the fold of Islam. He is busy with his wine and swine, and he's busy there going to the rabbis and all that for barakah and blessing. Ambassador of UAE and people like that, they are not moderates. They are murtads. They are out of the fold of Islam. So we need to be very careful. Yes, Islam teaches us moderation, but not that moderation which the West understands, where people are selling out the deen of Islam. So we must be very careful about that.
I see Sister Lillian says, good morning, sir. When will this violence ever stop? My dad is almost 80 years old, and he's worried about this violence. He says he's going to die with this violence in his heart. Ustad, Sister Lillian.
Remember, the violence will not stop any person who wants peace. The precursor and the prerequisite for peace is justice. So ask the Israeli rogue terrorist Nazi regime why they don't have justice. Everything, they have two laws. One law for the Jutla and the Jews, one law for the Palestinians. Ask the Indians, how come there's a different law for the Hindus and a different law for the Muslims? Ask the Chinese, what they're doing with the Uyghur Muslims there in China in Shenzhen. So once you have a parallel system and you don't have one law, you don't have justice for everybody, so obviously you are inviting that. So remember, you want to die with peace, then for you, O Lillian's father, we will say you're 80 years old, it's time for you to make the right decision. What is the right decision? Choose the religion which Almighty Allah chose for humanity and posterity, and that is Islam only. That is why people attack Islam. Islam is the only religion that has stood the test of time. You can go to rogue regime Israel, ask them for a copy of the Torah. Ask them, is this the same Torah that was revealed to Prophet Moses? No, even they will tell you that. Go to the Vatican, go to the Pope, ask him, give me that Injil and Gospel revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. They don't have. So Muslims are the only one. We have the original book revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So our constitution is still pristine purity. Theirs is all interpolated. Additions, omissions have taken place. May Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, let us practice on justice.
Ameen.
And justice will bring peace in this world. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.